Demand for workers skilled in technology is growing, but tools to learn how to use technology can be expensive and hard to come by. That's why two Columbus area men formed Local Tech Heroes. The nonprofit works to provide tech education to Columbus students. Martea Cunningham is a junior at Franklinton Prep Academy. It's been a while since she explored technology at school.
When I was in fourth grade, I think, I went to Techie Club and we built robots and took out, apart like printers and stuff.
Now she's getting a refresher course. Twice a week after school, she's been sketching her design ideas into a notebook and learning how to bring them to life.
I'd be having a whole bunch of ideas, but I just never knew what to do with them. Basically, this is my first time doing all this, so I'm kind of new at it, so I might mess up, and sometimes I'll just try to keep practicing and get better at it.
Cunningham and nine other students are enrolled in the six-week program. It offers instruction in things like 3D printing, computer-aided design, and prototyping. Chris Kling and Will Nickley founded the nonprofit that hosts it, called Local Tech Heroes.
What we find is once we just give them sort of the basics of this, they go home and just go crazy on it.
The two men are respectively 40 and 30 years old. Kling effectively retired early to get Local Tech Heroes off the ground. Kling says they want to provide free programming to students.
We want to level the playing field in Columbus and make sure that no matter where you live or where you were born, that you get the same opportunities to learn these emerging technologies as anyone else.
The two met at the Idea Foundry in January with far different backgrounds. Nickley owns a drone racing company and teaches an industrial design course at Ohio State. Kling was more academic. He had been the director of tech at Marburn Academy for 20 years, but they both saw a gap in tech ed in Columbus schools.
And my mission was, instead of helping 100 kids, I want to help 10,000 kids. Like, how do you know you're good at robotics or coding or 3D printing if you've never tried it, right?
To that end, they use free and open source software so students can use it outside of school free of charge. This summer, the duo led summer classes for Boys and Girls Clubs in Columbus. They've worked with Gladden Community House, a settlement house, in Franklinton as well. The Improve Your School program that's happening at Franklinton Prep teaches the students to think from the teacher's perspective in order to solve problems that are plaguing their school.
By the way, we don't have a dry erase board eraser or a place to put it.
Oh, well, we'll have to add that to the... Sounds like a problem we need to solve.
The students are halfway through the course and have so far sought out problems in their school, designed solutions, and are now building physical prototypes. For example, one student designed a tool to untangle projector cords that get tangled in the corner of the classroom.
There's a lot of failure built into this so that they learn from their mistakes. Their first prototype is probably not going to work, and that's good because then they can go back and understand why it doesn't work and make those changes.
In a group project, the students made different types of 3D printed containers to hold dry erase markers and projector remote controls. Now they're working on individual projects. Sophomore Nazir Lawrence is designing a phone case.
Because I broke the front of my screen, so that's pretty tough. So I ain't going to get a new phone for a minute. So might as well just build the case so I keep it from falling and breaking.
He says he eventually wants to work in IT, and thinking about problem solving now could help him help his mom.
Like with stuff like we broke, or my nieces and nephew broke, so I can help her out with it. I can design some so I can help her with it.
Kling and Nickley will leave equipment like a 3D printer with the school so students can start to teach one another what they've learned and progress on their own once the program ends.
Our hope is that this is something that can be replicated all over not just Columbus, the United States, the world, this sort of approach to education and technology.
The program at Franklinton Prep ends in 2 weeks, but Kling and Nickley are looking for more schools to partner with. In the meantime, they're happy for any opportunity to pass down what they know. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.